This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Come on, Andrew. Just give me a hint. A hint about what the challenge is.
No.
I'll guess something. You tell me if I'm hot or cold, okay?
No.
We're trapping a problematic bear that's been terrorizing a neighborhood, and we're going to, like, move it deeper into the mountains. Hot or cold?
No, I'm not telling you.
So you're really going to make me just be completely surprised in the challenge?
That's right!
We're getting big. Our worries are next.
It's the dead of night. You are in a deep REM sleep, but you hear a noise downstairs. You wake up. You grab a bat. Maybe you grab a firearm. Is it an intruder? Who's scurrying around in your kitchen? Surprise! It's the three of us. The Grolic saves the world.
Don't shoot!
Don't shoot! Don't shoot! We're just here to borrow some butter. We have salted, but not unsalted, and the recipe calls for it. My name's Adam Caton Holland.
I'm Ben Roy.
I'm Andrew Orvidal.
And this is the podcast... where we better the world around us by bettering ourselves through passive-aggressive self-help challenges.
We're in the breaking and entering game now.
Yeah!
It's
a Patreon level. If you go Ben plus plus, you get a B&E, courtesy of the boys. A surprise encounter around 2:30 a.m.
Yes, we're breaking into your house, but only to bake you pastries to wake up to. Would other podcasts do that?
You don't like that?
You know how long it takes to get a solid layer on a puff pastry? We got to start early.
How long?
Well, I mean, you got to start early if you want it for brekkie. Yeah, you want that croissant for brekkie? We're going to have to start early.
So go back upstairs and sleep easy. We got it handled in the kitchen.
We're going to bring it up to you on a tray.
And you're saying, is he wearing Lululemons? Yes, I sleep in a pair of Lululemons.
Also, Ben goes in the window first, and he doesn't want to get his clothes snagged
on
anything.
No, you need something sleek.
Yeah, Lululemon, great burglary gear.
And Andrew is jacked up on high-octane midnight teas. He drinks green and black teas in the dead of night to get ready to bake in your house.
Get amped. Wow.
I got to just tell the listener, I want to pull back the curtain a little bit.
Peek-a-boo.
Honestly, I want to say this right now. I hope he never does that again.
You're like...
It stopped you in your tracks. No one likes that. No one. You said it, and I got so mad at you, and I shouldn't have got that mad at you. Not for something so silly.
It's so stupid.
Yeah, but I'm not... I want to just put that on record. I want everybody aware. I hope he never does that again. All right, so...
I hope I never do it again, too. Pull back the curtain. I won't play peekaboo.
Pull back the curtain noise. So typically when we do these challenges, we know vaguely what it might be. You know, we keep a long list of potential challenge topics. So when we see one down the road, it's like, oh, yes, I remember that. We have an idea what's going on. I got to tell you, this episode, I and Ben... have no
totally
idea
blind
at what's about.
I want to be clear about this. Everybody listening, there is no trickery to this, no magic. Okay, there's nothing. We are laid bare. We are sprawled out, shaved to the skin. You know, it's smooth and totally open.
Okay,
and raw.
All right.
Hold on. And normally in that situation, one might feel vulnerable. But you see, that's where Ben feels most confident, which is kind of strange.
But today so, I don't know what's going to happen. No, I don't. I'm oiled up and I'm waiting. In
staining your gaming chair.
Yeah, I'm bringing a surprise challenge for you all. A surprise, totally out of left field challenge for you two.
Can I guess what it is?
Oh, I'd love it.
Ben and I come over and repair your recently flooded home.
Yes.
Oh, gosh. That I wish I had thought of that.
Oh, what we're doing water damage mediation now as a...
Yeah.
What? Mitigation?
No, it's mediation. There's been a dispute between yeah. two...
I'm getting divorced from water.
Well, you got it.
Just in time for the apocalypse.
Tumultuous relationship you've had with it, yeah. you know, where you get around it. You're always slapping around. Anyway, so... I think today we're getting manis and pedis. That's what I'm hoping for.
Oh, another, that would be a great challenge. And I think yeah. it is actually on the list, but that's not what it is either.
Damn it.
Sorry. Okay. Sorry. Well, but hey, let's keep that one in mind. Cause man, my toenails are gnarly.
Hobbit like, yes.
Here's the challenge. And maybe it sounds deceptively simple. We'll find out.
So do you though.
I need...
Dunked on his ass.
Oh,
he dunked
I got
on
T-boned
him.
Crossing the street on Riff Boulevard. Hit.
Yeah.
Elbow to the neck.
Yeah, that was awesome. You got T-boned during a basketball game, apparently.
Yeah, our metaphors are.
Because we were using two metaphors at the same time. But anyway.
VW Golf just clipped me as I was driving into
the
paint.
Adam dunked on you after that while you're crumpled on the ground. All right. So anyway, what are we doing? What is this?
Here's the challenge. The first part of the challenge is I need a pep talk. I need a pep talk from you two. I've been friends with you two for 19 years. We've known each other. And generally, when asked how I'm doing, I respond in a very, the usual kind of stoic, like, fine, or the more flavored, you know, same shit, whatever kind of way. But I don't really tell you guys or most of my friends, you know, how I'm doing. And I'm doing poorly.
I know.
So I'm calling upon my professional entertainer buds, my brothers in comedy, for a pep talk here. That's the challenge I'm giving you.
No.
The second
Thank
part.
Thank you so much, everybody, for listening to this episode.
The second
Adam,
part.
Do you think it made the world a better place not doing
this? I think
this?
Andrew's a little better off, but generally, no. I don't think anyone else is.
You guys are just willingly failing the challenge.
We're not even going to the second half. Let's move right to the third act.
We'd like to thank producer Ron, for all his help. Anyway.
Human pep talk producer Ron. Yeah. Mike Henderson, as always, thanks for your help with the live show. No, fuck, dude. This is, we joke,
sorry.
But that's very real. Ben joked about being laid bare himself. That's you being dead honest, being like, guys, I'm low, but okay.
Yeah. And I'm not good at giving pep talks myself. I think there's an art to it. To know how to buoy one's spirits. So I thought for this challenge, we could get into it. And I didn't want it to just selfishly be about me. So in act two, I'm also going to ask you two how you're doing. And the other part of this challenge is that I want you to answer honestly how you're doing. And then maybe you can get a pep talk too in the second half of this.
You know what? Normally when you come with like a surprise challenge, I'm like, did we wake up for this? Am I sitting in this basement for this? Adam.
I put on a hoodie and stumbled downstairs for this.
And,
no, I really like this challenge. And Andrew, you don't tend to open up much. That's you tend to be very quiet about your emotions and feelings. And you didn't sound the earnestness horn, so I'm allowed to say it's been quite refreshing up until this point. this is just...
That's what I get. My earnestness horn flooded. It shorted out with the water heater. I've been unable to say anything earnestly.
This has been a test of the earnestness horn broadcast system. Had this been an actual earnest emergency... Officials would have followed up.
No, Andrew, I would love to give you a pep talk because I know it's been a rough go for you And I would love to do that because I think you are a wonderful human being. And I think there's plenty of things to pep you up with. Adam, what are your thoughts?
About my willingness to give Andrew a pep talk and my excitement level of
it doesn't even have to be related to the challenge.
How about your contractual duty?
I mean, we're not even on a network anymore. We're sort of a free agent, so I feel like any contracts are null and void.
No, it's so, check the Grolix bylaws. If you skip a challenge, you get fined $25,000.
No, yeah. I would love to try to give Andrew a pep talk because I think in some ways we all go through peaks and valleys, be they career or just real life stuff, and none of us are strangers to depression and all of that, so I think it would be interesting to try to talk to him and see exactly where Ben's at, exactly where I'm at. Yeah, we often bullshit with each other and be cynical, but yeah, let's get fucking real. And you know, No Earnestness Horn was a curveball. I really wish you had sounded it. So now I'm like limping in, you know,
like a
A-plus riffer who's been just sort of felled.
There are times where you're sick of the riff, you know, and you want somebody to sound it. Free me from the shackles of these riffs.
But exactly. But then without anyone sounding it, it's just like now I'm confused. I feel like I've got dual voices screaming in my head. So maybe
I have a job to do. I have to riff.
And I was put here by God to riff. And if you want the riff to stop, just blast the horn. It's all I ask.
Well, it's not been sounded, so Andrew's shit luck is still our fair game.
Yep. So, I think this challenge is good. I think that it's certainly an aspect of lame masculine behavior to not just tell people like, oh, I'm doing poorly, or like, hey, I could use a little help. And I think it's good, especially post-pandemic lockdown. I know a lot of people, you ask how they're doing, and you can tell they're not doing great. And they're like, well, sure, fine. And so...
you didn't even say that, fine. You didn't...
I know, I got a frog in my throat.
And maybe it's the frog that's doing this. I think I like this a lot. I think people can relate, but especially with us three, so much of our relationship has just become professional. We have the Grolix monthly show. We do this. So we know we'll see each other, but it's to work on things. And I remember a time when we used to do just hanging out. And even during Those Who Can't, which was clearly us working together, I remember at lunchtime, we would often take those walks like up the hill behind the offices. And we would talk about what the day and work, but inevitably it'd be like, oh, what's going on with you, Andrew? What's going on with you, Ben? It would just be very human chats. And now I think it's all been kind of like, all right, I talk with those guys on Wednesdays when we podcast, and I'll see them for the live show. And there's not really a ton of real what's going on with you. So I think I'm excited to get into that.
Also, I do think that there is kind of an art form to doing this succinctly. I mean, obviously there's a time and place for a much longer in-depth conversation, but sometimes you're just kind of seeing someone in a shorter span of time, but you can still relate emotionally instead of just fine, good, okay, bye. So we're gonna have 2 minutes. 2 minutes to say how you're really doing and 2 minutes for a pep talk. So
2 minutes.
Your words will be precious. Yes.
120 seconds to fix your fucked up life. Wow.
Yeah. I said it was a challenge.
Oh, God damn. All right. Well, it sounds like we have our challenge. We're going to pep talk each other up. We're going to go to break and come back and pep talk each other.
And we're coming back hot. We're coming back like minutes. We're not taking a week.
No, we're going to turn right around.
Yeah, stick around because we're going to be back in mere moments.
Could I request a shit talk between, can I call Ben and shit talk you between the break off air?
Honestly, it's the only way that I can get emotionally hard is if you
I'll get all this shit talk about Andrew out with you, Ben.
And then we'll come back. So why don't you call me while we're playing a clip from some comedy. As you know, our live show happens the last Saturday of every month at the world famous Bug Theater in the Highlands.
Are tickets on sale now?
They are on sale as always. They're always. We never take them off sale. The show is never off sale. It's always on sale. You can get your tickets by clicking that link in the show notes.
Hey, here's an idea. Why don't I introduce the comics this time? Is that cool?
Adam, go ahead. You do it.
Why don't we do this? Why don't we listen to some stand-up? No, I'm going to spare you all the boring Ben shit. Here's some comedy from a comic that we love. She's a multiple-time guest on the Grolix, and you're going to dig her too. And when we come back, we'll have pep talks. But in the meantime, please enjoy Gabby Gutierrez read.
And then we're going to be ready to do 2 minutes of it, talking about how we are. And then let's pep each other's ups. Let's Pepsi's ups. Okay? Stay tuned.
Perfect. That's not the term.
Let's Pepso's Bismols.
This is going into my pep talk for you.
Your mouth.
I am single. What? But you're so good at doing impressions nobody asked for. I'm very recently single, and it's interesting the way my friends react when I tell them this. I have friends that are single, friends in relationships, and all my single friends have been like, oh my God, no! Oh, you were together for so long, I thought you were gonna make it. I wanted something like that someday. And all my friends in relationships have been like, fuck yeah, bitch! Be a hoe, suck that dick, eat that pussy! I'm like, wow. I've realized that nobody's happy. I feel better now. I do have people opening up to me. I'm sharing with them. They're sharing with me. And my straight friend, out of nowhere, was just like, yeah, it's so crazy. I've never had a finger up my butt. It's so crazy, right? I was like, what? Yeah, me either. Just a whole dick. Why are you telling me this? You go on your journey, I'll go on mine. You got this. Are there any couples in the crowd tonight? Or yeah, hell yeah. There's some couples. Have you ever put a finger on someone? No comment. Okay. Maybe tonight's the night. Maybe. That's what comedy's about. Bringing people together in a new and special way. Tonight.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hey, do you love the Grolix Saves the World, but are sad because you're not getting enough of it?
Boy, do I.
Well, great news. You can get all sorts of bonus content on our Patreon.
Like what?
Tell them, Ben.
Act 4. Ad-free episodes, birthday shoutouts, exclusive merch, stronger, more painful erections, our pod within a pod, boy crazy, decreased A1C levels, photos and videos, bonus content, and so much more.
Okay, I'll do it.
No, kick to me. Say, how do I do it? How do I sign up?
We're not trying to sell it to you, Andrew. You don't have to. Jesus.
Oh, well, I mean, it sounded good. Okay, how do I sign up then?
Fuck it.
You can sign up now by visiting patreon.com/Grolix Saves.
I do want to sign up. And we are back with Act 2 of the Grolix Saves the Worlds. Our challenge today is we're going to ask each other how we're doing. We're going to reply honestly. Earnestly is optional, but honestly. And try to keep that response in under 2 minutes. And then we'll give you a pep talk that is also confined to 2 minutes. All right?
All right, but Ben and I have been talking.
Yes,
Ben and I have been talking.
Yes, we have.
We propose that if each of us gets 2 minutes, how about we combine our 2 minutes and we give you a 4-minute pep talk together?
Of course. As long as you say tag whenever you tag in, yes.
Yes.
Wrestler style.
I love this.
Absolutely, yeah.
Okay. And also, sub request. If we're asking how each other are doing, can I do it like Joey from Friends and go, how you doing?
As long as you then give an honest response, sure, Adam.
Okay, and when you answer, Andrew, don't just tell us the details of what happened. Tell us how you're actually feeling.
Great. Great clarifying question.
And I could use a little bit less sass before I go into
and
my
honestly, I would like I'd like to sound the earnestness horn to force you into a pit of earnestness.
Wow.
Into the earnestness pits.
And as always, when one is forced into the earnestness pit, we stand above it with arrows.
Yes.
Waiting for the second that you do not
earnest,
because that's when we're allowed to strike.
Yes. Okay.
Spears,
so,
rather. We have spears that we throw down into the earnestness
horn. Hath been sounded.
I like the technology that we've created to be able to discuss our emotions and feelings in this way that involves a pit that I am pushed into.
So, Andrew, we've already sounded the
spear-wielding friends.
The earnestness horn has been sounded.
You're right. You're right.
So why don't we just get this started? Andrew, what is going on with you? And the timer has started now.
Okay. Well, as you alluded to, Adam, last Friday, my house flooded. Two rooms of my house flooded. It killed my hot water heater, which I did not have any money to repair. I have a moth invasion in my house. The Miller moths are in Colorado. I have a horror movie amount that have gotten into my house. And then yesterday I put a nail through my hand trying to dig my water main out from my flooded crawl space. So pretty horrible week.
Damn, dude, that's horrible.
There's an incredible amount of stress and anxiety over owning this fucking house that is supposed to be an investment and feels like a literal money pit as bad things kind of keep befalling it. And I'm just constantly trying to play catch up with that in addition to the stresses in all the other areas of my life.
Like what other areas?
Oh, like my terrible day job. Like my day job wouldn't even give me the day off to deal with my flooded house. I sent them photos of it. I was like, hey, can I have the day off to deal with my house that flooded today? And they were like, oh, if you don't work, you're in trouble. That's pretty upsetting. You know, it's very hard to not be just tell them like, well, how about you fuck off into the sun? You know, but they've got me on the hook with those health benefits. I want those sweet, sweet health benefits.
USA, USA.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So just a lot of stress and frustration over dealing with the house and these problems and the flooding. I've never had anything flood before, and it's a feeling, it's a pretty helpless feeling because there's really nothing you could do about it. The water came up from underground and, like, ruined my shit, so I'm feeling frustrated and upset and anxious. Wow, it's tricky to keep it in two minutes.
Yeah, I know. And I was like, I was watching this timer go down and I was biting my nails. I says, how's he going to close this down?
Exactly. Well, no one can see that we've got the spears back, like ready over to throw. It only takes one motion to go forward. So, I'm really glad he came.
But
in
he really right opened up. He really opened up about that. And Andrew, that was great. I'm proud of you. You don't talk a ton about what's going on with you. I think there's a feeling probably like you don't want to burden us or you don't like talking about that kind of stuff, but that's what we're here for, bud, and we love you. So,
and as Adam pointed out, when I do, it's a more narrative, like here's an event that happened, but I'd have no emotional connection or response to it. And it could be good to tell people like, oh, this is also how I feel about the event that happened, instead of just playing it off as like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah, because oftentimes we as friends, I don't know how to help you with the physical situation, but being there as an emotional support, that's something that your friends can definitely do. And that's the place where we can help if we want to, which,
well, you have to for this challenge.
And I almost, you saw me, I almost went into Rift City, but I didn't. because I know that the bridge is
stay
up.
Stay here in earnestness town. I'm ready to start. I'm ready to start if you
great.
Are.
Great. You two are going to tag team pep talk me.
You're about to get the shit
slammed
out of
slam
you,
me
bud.
Around with some good vibes. I guess you've got a collective 4 minutes and your time starts now.
Tag, I'm in. Listen, no, okay, I'm starting. Ahead, I already, ahead. I'm ready go to go. Listen, I want you to understand.
That went as exactly.
Shut up. We've only got 4 minutes. I want you to understand something, that what happened to you is called a force majeure. That is a force of nature. But Andrew, what you have never realized to me, in my opinion, is that you're a fucking force of nature, bud. You've always been a force of nature. I tell everybody, you're the greatest fucking comic I know. I say you're the funniest out of the three of us. I tell them that all the time. Sorry, Adam. I say that regularly to people. You're the funniest one. People love you on this podcast. You're fucking beloved. Okay? You're going to rise above this. Adam, do you want to tag in?
Tag, I'm in. It sounds to me like a lot of what's going on with you is financial stress. And also being cornered into having a shitty day job that you hate. And Ben and I can't really relate because we don't have these shitty day jobs right now. We're still being allowed, you know, however well or successfully to try to just do creative shit all day. And you're one of the most creative people I know, and you're being forced into a non-creative job for a lot of your time. And I don't have, that just fucking sucks. So I could, first of all, I want to come from a place of like empathy. That fucking sucks. It's not how your brain should be used, in my opinion. And I'm sorry that it's being used that way right now. So with that said, I think we all have these creative lives where we chose to do art and comedy, and we know there's peaks and valleys, and we've had a really high peak in the form of our TV show. And since then, one could say it's been a valley for all three of us, and we're still in it. And when I can relate a lot to that. And I think when you are in those moments, it's important to recognize how lucky you are to get to try to live a creative
tag
life.
I want to come in. I want to come in because Adam's just stating things. I want to make this clear. You are fucking handsome. Okay. You're a good looking dude. Stop it. Do not wave me off. I think you're a very attractive man. I think you're a very handsome guy. I think you have a heart of fucking gold, and that matters. Andrew, look in the screen. Stop looking around because I know you don't like this. But listen, I think you're a good looking guy. I think you're sexy as fuck. And I think, like Adam was saying, listen, I don't relate because I didn't choose to buy a home, but it has pitfalls of its own. And you know, like, I'm living in the shell of someone else's dream right now, but you have this investment. It is still an investment. And listen, I want you to stop it. I want you to know right now that I think you are fucking money, baby. And I think you're going to rise above this. And Adam, tag.
Ben doesn't understand home ownership, and he never will. Even if he gets enough money, he is proletariat trash, and he should have like a communal apartment. That's where
tag.
He exists.
Adam is correct about that, but I want you to know.
Tag,
you-
I have had two homes, and I used to joke, whenever you're feeling on top of shit in your house, something breaks and it costs $5,000. That was the number. And it's just like, that is kind of the bane of home ownership. But you are living in a very attractive market. You can get your house up to snuff. You can sell it and be fine and move out to the Eastern Prairie, where honestly you'll fit in better.
Tag, and all that equity bullshit aside, let me remind you again that you have solid shoulders, you have natural pecs, which pisses me off, and I think that
we are going to sell something soon, Andrew, and we're going to get back on top of the mountain, and you'll be out from under these stupid financial stresses that you don't deserve.
Wow, thank you. Man, that was a lot of work. That was...
Listen, I'm sorry so much of mine was sexual feeling or physical.
Wow,
but I
appreciate
I do
the
think
honesty.
Sometimes when everything is crumbling around you, all you can do but is look in the mirror and be like, fuck, I got a rockin' bod. And you do have a rockin' bod. All right,
well, the time's up, and I feel like you're trying to squeeze a little toothpaste out of the tube.
Adam understands homeownership. You're right. I don't understand that. I'm borderline homeless right now.
Yep.
But you understand.
I want you to know what I do understand is with my eyes and my mouth. Okay. And
Jesus Christ. So weird.
The other night.
This is a pep talk that just turns into like straight up sexual harassment. Thank you. I guess I got to go talk to HR now.
The other night, Adam earnestly, just very, very honestly went, "You're a gross person to me." That's what he said. Like there was no joking to it.
We've said it on this pod before, in fact.
What did you think of our pep talk, the two of us?
That was very interesting. It was very interesting because you had two styles. Like a tag team of wrestlers that come from totally separate backgrounds, very different styles. And oddly enough, I recently did empathy training, mandatory, at my work. And
that's the best empathy is mandatory.
Yes, exactly. I didn't think that I really needed it, but everyone in the company had to do it because it's run by sociopaths. I think,
except for the people who wouldn't give you a day off with photos of your blood.
Exactly, and then they're making us do mandatory empathy training. Yeah, you guys really understand it. So I don't want to be too critical here because they were both great and it was very kind. I think Adam's
be critical.
Adam's pep talk was an example of empathy and like actually reflecting what I was really talking about and I was feeling. I'm not having issues of like self-worth. I'm not like, oh, I'm a dumpy person and nobody really likes me. I'm like, this fucking house is stressing me out. My job is stressing me out. Adam conveyed like, hey, I understand that. And here's like another perspective to help you deal with that. And Ben's was kind of like, here's some compliments. Just like, check out those pecs, dude. Like, that's not what I was talking about. That's not my issue. I'm not like, my pecs are gone. No. Like, that's not. So I think Ben's was.
Let me ask you.
And this is part of the art form of doing it. Or,
do you feel good about your body right now, though?
It's too. Honestly, I'm so stressed. I'm not even thinking about my body. I'm not sitting around.
You should be.
Okay, stop. It. But I do think that when someone is conveying what's going on with them, to take that beat of like, what are they telling me? And then what is the empathetic response that's specific to this, which is what Adam, I think, nailed. Adam swished
it. So if I had said something like, so I understand why you're upset because you can't get hot water to bathe that rocking body.
That would be at least driving in the neighborhood. Yeah. Gotcha. Like, oh, you can't soap yourself up anymore.
Yeah, no, I think the difference is I listened to what you said and reflected on it, and Ben did neither of those things.
Ben just wanted to talk about bodies
and, sort of throw out bodies.
Because he's horny,
stuff,
as usual.
I don't know, no.
Ben sees somebody get shoved
you
into the earnestness pit. He gets horny.
Or some shitty.
I don't understand. Listen, when you buy a home, that's the shit that happens. Machines break down.
Yeah.
That's
it's a well known thing that this kind of shit happens when you buy a house. It's just once you're like experiencing it, it's terrible.
And it feels weird for me to go like, oh, that's just what I've never owned a home. I'm not going to own a home.
Yeah,
that's
yeah
just
I mean,
not,
that would
but,
be, I think you had the.
You might own a mobile home. You might own a mobile home.
Yeah, if he steals it from someone and drives it away.
Adam. Does the earnestness horn not apply to me?
I would argue you take it off of yourself.
All right.
So, I think, Ben, you did have the more challenging task with that pep talk, lacking the homeowner perspective of like, yeah, you know, I can see that. But... you did kind of try to commiserate. You said that you lived in the shell of someone else's dream. So you were kind of going there. You were going there.
Which might be the name of this episode. The shell of someone else's dream.
But I like that. And I like that tag team style. That was great.
Well, I feel like this is all good advice. Criticism of my pep talk style, because I'll have a second chance now, because Adam, you're up now. You're going to have 2 minutes. Tell us earnestly how you're doing. And then Andrew, are you cool tag teaming on this one?
I'm climbing up on the turnbuckle right now.
All right, I'm ready too. I've got a 2x4 that's become my
your emotional 2x4.
Yeah. So Adam, are you ready?
I guess, yeah. Wow, okay. I guess I'll tell you how I'm doing.
All right, and your timer is starting now. Go. How are you?
I'm doing fine. Thanks for asking. I can always find problems. I think anybody can find problems with their life, but it always feels a little weird to complain because on the surface, everything's pretty good. I guess things that bother me, and I talked to Ben about this a little bit the other day, is like comedy, stand-up comedy, and my place in it are really, that get me down a lot of the time, to tell you the truth. And I spend a lot of my negative thoughts are around that. And I think it's all like ticket sales and why I'm not bigger in this field and all of it. I mean, I've been doing comedy 19 years and I, you know, book shows and just sit there and sweat ticket sales and try to promote and try to get butts in seats. And I'm just starting to be like, God damn, I wish I was further along in this field. I wish I could just put a post, come into your city, sold out, like I see so many of my friends doing. And I don't think those friends are more talented than I. So it just really bothers me. I spend a lot of time almost like obsessing and criticizing myself for not being bigger in the landscape of comedy and almost wondering like, am I wasting my fucking time? On stage, I love it. I feel at home. I think I'm putting out good shit. But I spend a lot of my time preoccupied with like, what the fuck am I doing in stand-up comedy? I keep trying to tour. I can only sell out half the club. And then the club's like, thanks, we're not having you back anymore. And it's almost like, well, shit, do I just not tour until I'm a giant? And then I can fill it up? Because basically how it goes, I go from club to club and they're like, Adam doesn't put butts in seats. See you again, never. And so my position in comedy, while I love stand-up comedy in the art form, it makes me frustrated with where I'm at currently, and I think about it a lot.
Nice. Wow.
That's vulnerable. That's honest, dude.
Yeah, that was good.
That was great. But you started with, interestingly enough, you started with, I'm fine. And then you went into the actual...
Some heavy stuff.
The reason I'm saying I'm fine is because I can't. I do have a life. I have a project moving forward.
Don't do that. Don't do that. Let us do this. Don't pep yourself up. Let us pep you up. Okay? And I think Andrew is clearly
ready to tag in. I'm ready.
Yeah, okay.
I'm coming in flying off the turnbuckle. Set that timer for 4 minutes.
Go. 4 minutes of pep talk to you, Adam. And it is going to start now. Andrew, go.
Wham, bam, slam a jam. I just make wrestling noises and I say nothing positive.
Pepple Mania 5.
No, I can absolutely commiserate with you on this. I also have the same comedy issues and I see this. And I think stuff to keep in mind, Adam, is that not only have always been for 19 years one of the hardest working comedy writers that I know anywhere, and I know comedians coast to coast. I know the funniest people in the world, and you're one of them. And you go to a coffee shop and you sit down specifically to write jokes. I don't do that. A lot of comics I don't even know do that. I just wait for shit to fall into the hopper, and I'm like, maybe I'll just bullshit this. You actually write comedy, and you bust your ass doing it. And if the industry changes in a way where you don't get that much stage time, you're hardworking and creative enough that there are other avenues for you to sink your attention into, whether it's writing a book, writing poetry, writing a one-man show that got you into the Fringe Festival.
My hand is hanging over the
ropes. Yes, I tag you. I slap you in. I slap you in.
I'm going to try so hard to not talk about your body, but I want to say this. Adam, you and I both know that the landscape of comedy has changed. What is being marketed and sold and what people are imbibing is not what you feel emotionally or politically or ideologically aligned to right now, the stuff that gets big. And so I think a lot of times your frustration is at what people are consuming. But remember, what you're doing is a choice that you're making to continue being true to yourself and to your style of comedy. and it allows you to put your head on the pillow at night and to be proud of yourself that you still continue to write and maintain and push a message that you feel is important and that you feel is integral to who you are. And that's crucial, man. Like, don't forget that you haven't compromised who you are. And that's a big thing, you know? And I think you have to remember that keeping your values is important. You know, you're sticking to your guns.
Tag.
Firmly believe. Yes. Go ahead.
I roll in under the rope. Exactly like what Ben's saying is, the comedy industry's reflection of your ticket sales or your work is not a reflection on how funny you are as a person. You are, as I already mentioned, one of the world's funniest people, verified by me as someone who has seen the funniest people all over the world. And you are already taking care of the things that you control. You are doing all the things that you can control. You can't control the world's response to that. But I fully believe that regardless of that, you will always be... One second, I see you. I fully believe you will always have a creative endeavor and an outlet for your sense of humor.
Tag, yes. And yes, you get to do it in the city you love. And yeah, you don't make millions of dollars and sell a ton of tickets, but you get to live in the place that you love. And plus, you got a pretty rocking little tushy and some nice
Tag.
Biceps.
Oh man, that thatch of chest hair, holy shit. Put a nest of robin's eggs in there.
I want to curl my fingers in it sometimes. Yes, okay. Time. Oh man, we
got a little bod in there.
Damn,
we got
dudes.
A little bod.
Yeah, wow.
I did get a little body stuff in there. You can't not.
You can.
It's like
cumin. Thanks, fellas.
And I realized with Andrew, I put too much of the cumin in the meal, and so this time I really tried to use it as an accent.
No,
spice.
It did. I think it was the perfect flavor medley because I needed a little bod pickup at the end. Andrew, I feel like the robin eggs and the chest hair would just lead to magpie attacks, and I don't know if that's kind of a weird compliment. Like they'd be breaking them up in my chest hair. It'd be pretty sad seeing these robin babies die right beneath my chin. But I do like what you were saying about the thickness of the chest hair. I appreciate that. No, dudes, I it's weird. I think I know you guys can commiserate, and everything you said made me feel good, and are things that when I'm doing a good job soothing myself, I try to think the things that you are saying. So just to hear you guys say them makes me feel a little less crazy because I was like, oh, Andrew and Ben recognize exactly what that phenomenon is. I'm not just being some crybaby. They're legit feelings. And then you sort of said the things that I try to say to calm myself, like, hey, dude, you like the shit you put out. You're proud of the content. You get to live this life that in Denver that you love. So that felt really good because it was like, it made my thoughts, internal thoughts, feel validated because you guys were saying the same thing. So it's a good pep talk, dudes.
Who won it, though? Like, who? Come in.
It is a competition. Who was more empathetic
and who really showed up?
Oh, yeah, Andrew did say I won. So I guess just because Andrew said I won, I'll say Andrew won.
And that's how it works. Well, it's just that easy, not, folks. You scratch my back, I scratch yours.
I don't think there's any, like, science.
So Ben has two losses.
Yeah, wow. So I guess we're going to go to the tiebreaker in pep talks here.
Well, Adam, and I understand picking Andrew because you saw more of his content.
Mm.
And I was hanging my arm over the rope the whole time. I was saying, tag me in, and Andrew kept shushing me.
I did see that. You had your hand out waiting to be tagged
so
the whole time.
I think I should get 20 seconds of pep OT. That's all I'm saying.
You want 20 more seconds and you'd like me to reconsider?
A pep OT, yes. Pep OT, pep overtime.
I'll allow it. 20 extra seconds of additional pep talk time starting now.
Listen, you just recorded an hour special. That's going to be coming out. I saw the material. I know it's beautiful. People are going to love you. That's going to help you. And I'm going to tell you, to make diamonds, time and pressure. You're doing it, bud. You're going to be remembered as one of the greats. I'm telling you this.
I mean... That 20 seconds had everything.
Yeah.
It had
me hyping your next project.
Yeah. Me hyping the next project and also the carrot of something down the road, which you know carries our delusion for months.
That's what I'm talking about. So let's read.
And it had the hyperbole of an all-time great, which I just love that. So I have to reconsider, and I'm going to say with the 20 additional, Ben did the better job with the pep talk.
Oh,
wow. Wow.
Oh, and Andrew, God. Had you not done the gratuitous Robin Egg
mishap. I know,
mishap,
I was pandering.
Thinking that I'm going to, I know you were going to pander, but you actually offended in the pandering, which is like the opposite of a pander.
Mm-hmm.
I think you'd still be on top, but the Robin Egg, like it's spring. I see,
and this is what it's all about
in
the pep talk game, is if you're given the OT, you're given the pep OT, you got to capitalize. And everybody knows I come
great
in overtime, team. And I'm sweating a little bit. So
from truth, it's a truth sweat.
Truth sweat. You know I get
appreciate
the truth sweats.
You got the truth sweats.
Yeah. So,
you see Ben on the stand. If he starts sweating,
it means just being honest.
It's a
yeah,
sweat.
A lot of people, it's the opposite.
All right.
Great job, guys. Thank you. I appreciate the kind words. I think it's Ben's turn.
Yeah, and I would say that out of the three of us, Ben is usually not the one who has a problem being honest with how they're doing and conveying their emotional state. As listeners of the pod know, Ben is no stranger to telling us how he's doing and his emotional state, but I think he could improve on being succinct. So I'm going to cut Ben's time down to 60 seconds. I'm going to...
Oh, Jesus.
We're going to ask you how you're doing, Ben.
I mean, and I have some shit to talk about.
Yeah, well, you've got 60 seconds to do it.
The Grolix Challenge is like a storm. It can change at any second. The rules go in and out. You just got to be on your fucking toes for a Grolix
Challenge. 60 seconds. We're passing each other in the hallway, Ben, and we're friends, and I'm going to ask you how you're doing, and you've got 60 seconds.
Barely be able to start crying in 60 seconds.
Hey, but I believe in you.
Worth, Ben,
but I believe in you.
I think this is fucked up. I think you should have had the full two minutes before we even start discussing.
Well, no, he doesn't get the two. He's got a...
I think you should have had the full two. Just want you to know that going in.
Oh, my God. He's already lobbying for it.
I'm not lobbying. I just think it's only fair.
Why lobbyists are so great? Because
my man's good with words, and you're like,
hey, we're not even pepping yet. You're pre-pepping him. Oh my God!
All he's doing is greasing a few pep palms. That's
all
he's doing.
Oh my God! You're shameless. Shameless.
You excused. I'm gonna go smoke a few cigs in the rotunda of the Senate chamber. My work here is done.
All right, Ben. We're queuing up the timer. 60 seconds. How are you doing?
Honestly, it's been a little bit. I'm doing well, like work wise. I'm learning to be alone, and I'm happy about that. But I'm discovering some patterns with my dating that is making me very frustrated because I'm learning that I'm an anxious avoidant type of personality. I tend to push people away. And I don't like that about myself, and it's made me incredibly terrified lately that I'll spend my life alone now that I'm divorced. You know, there's this like fear that I'm never going to meet somebody that I'm compatible with that doesn't make me feel trapped, you know, or a situation. It's not the person, but relationships make me feel trapped, and not just romantically, but anything that has a lot of emotion to it. So it's been a going to therapy and like learning that about myself, which is common for people who have experienced certain things.
Yeah. Sorry.
Okay, that's my time. And it feels, 60 seconds does feel
short. Yeah, it is. It is short, and it feels kind of cruel to cut you off, but that's all part of the challenge.
That will be $250. Good growth. See you
next week. I also like to cut someone off as they're saying, and I've been going to therapy, then that's all the time I have, and I walk away. I walk away from you. It felt cruel, but that is part of the challenge, is that snappiness. But you did tell us, I think, a good amount. You got a good few shovelfuls of dirt out there. So Adam and I,
awesome.
Adam, do you want to tag team this? I do. I like this tag team style.
I think the format is bulletproof.
I agree.
Let's do it.
So producer Ron, go ahead and start the 4-minute timer. And let's go. Tag. I'm tagging in first. As a divorcee myself, I can absolutely understand what you're going through, Ben. I remember being divorced. The first night I stayed in my new apartment when I was divorced was the first time I'd ever slept alone in a place by myself with like no one, no roommate, no partner, no one. And it was like the most alone I'd ever felt in my life. And it was, it was really, really hard to get over that and to acclimate to that. And I know exactly what you're describing is like, am I never going to find a healthy relationship again? Am I a broken person for relationships? Like I just will never get another quality one. And that is absolutely not true. What is happening, what I see in your life is that this is like an opportunity for you to learn so much about yourself. And even in what you just told us and the things you described, you've already learned about yourself and about your relationships. And this is an opportunity for you to go through that kind of painful, stumbling growth process that can feel scary, but it's great that you're doing it. And it's obviously, it sounds like you're putting in the work. You're going to therapy. We didn't really get to hear about it, but we know you're going to it. And, this is an opportunity to learn more about yourself, which is the number one thing to improving your relationships is to love yourself and be more comfortable with yourself. And all the strides you make with that are going to reap better quality relationships with other people instead of looking for quality tag. Other people. All right, I'll tag you.
Tag. Yeah, our listeners know the lows you've had over the past year and a half, and very vulnerably you've shared that with people, but us for sure. And there's been times where I was like, fuck, I'm worried about Ben, but I'll tell you right now is not one of those times, because I'm watching you do therapy and go right at the hard shit. And I remember there was, I think we talked about it on this podcast, or I can't remember if you and I just talked about it, but there was a time where you were like, oh, I saw bottom. I hit the bottom and like I've realized it. And that sort of self-awareness of like I'm at my fucking low is, as we said at the time, such a good place to realize you're at, because then you can start going up. And you've done nothing but that since. And these fears you have about like, oh, I might be trapped to be alone forever because I feel trapped with this person romantically, those are legit fears. But you're encountering them in an honest way that you have never done before. So encountering that is the way to work through it. And if it happens to be this is the way you are, then you'll know it and find your weird peace with that. But I think you're going to come out the better end having done super fucking hard work, not just name check therapy because you know it's good for you, like done the work. And you will be better off in the next relationship that might last for the long, might be another big one because of this shit. You're just not quite there yet, but you're much further along than you
absolutely
are.
Absolutely. Tag.
And than a lot of people are.
Tag. Spin him off the rope for me, Adam. I think that this is part of that process. And what you are getting to is so that you will no longer be afraid of not finding someone else, of not finding a healthy relationship, and being happy and satisfied with yourself and being in your own Ben body and loving being Ben.
And how about and that? Well,
I knew we'd get there. Wow. The work you've been doing, those gym selfies, even your bathroom selfies, great angles. Oh, what a jawline. Beautiful. But why do you need to be in a healthy... Oh,
tag.
Yeah, okay.
Best hair in the Grolix. Those photos of you in a suit from the live show the other day, I said, who is this handsome motherfucker that I perform with on a regular basis? And while you've been having this rough time, I'll tell you, buddy, the shit you've been creating, lights out funny. You get standing O's on a regular basis. You're very much yourself in comedy, and it makes me jealous.
Adam, just kicking him with pep after the bell sounds.
That was really, really jealous. Hard to listen to.
You're welcome.
No, Andrew or me? Hard.
No,
Andrew. I found Andrew hard to listen to.
Really, people. I guarantee you, there are people out there that are listening to this that are hearing compliments thrown or nice things thrown and are cringing at the idea of they had to sit to listen to that because it's very hard. But I really appreciate the words. This challenge actually is fantastic. Thank you both. That is what I needed to hear, and and you guys threw some body stuff in there, and you know I'm all about.
We didn't have enough time.
We just teased you with it.
Well, and I wanted to talk more about your body, but Andrew body shamed my body. He shamed my body pump, and so I laid off body pumping. But I really appreciate that from you both. I'm really trying super hard right now to remember that that's the fear of being a little untethered, you know, when you, that thing, I tethered myself to my marriage in a lot of ways, and that stability of that, even though I wasn't always comfortable with it. Now I've unhooked myself and I feel like I'm floating a little bit and I'm getting more comfortable with that. I hate to pick a winner because I really appreciate both things that you both said. And I think you both hit the nail on the head.
But there can only be one winner.
I think I'm gonna give it to Adam on this one. Although, yes. Wait, I want to say it was so close because Andrew, the way you elucidated those first nights, that's exactly how it feels, where you're like, fuck, I'm alone, you know, like, so that, I hate picking this because to me it would be a tie, but I have to pick. I'm going to say Adam, but Andrew too. I don't know. That's tough. You both,
the
thank
fuck
you
kind
guys.
Of win is that?
It was just very close, but it's not what it is. It's a sort of a tie. It's a draw.
Wow. Ugh. I don't know if there's any ties in pro wrestling, but
there is. There's such thing as a majority draw.
It's if a tornado hits the arena, which happens a lot.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. Well, the location. It puts so many Peppelmanias right there in Tornado Alley in Thrift City.
Peppelmania.
Sure Peppelmania.
Well, we always ask it, and so let's ask it now. Was this good for the world, and would we keep doing it? I think it's absolutely good for the world to be more honest when you need help, when you're having emotional distress. And it's also great for the world to be honest and uplifting in your responses to people instead of with your friends, instead of having just pat conversations of like, fine, good, bye, okay. If you need the help, ask for it, and you might be pleasantly surprised with what your friends can give you. Would I keep doing it? Yeah, I should keep doing it. Like, and I feel better now here at the end of the pod than I did when I signed in, which is great. That's the best outcome I could have hoped for. How about you guys?
Not the typical feeling. Usually you feel pretty bad.
Yeah.
You often say it's the lowest point of your week.
No, I always have a great time recording it and laughing, but I feel more like substantially kind of like buoyed after this challenge.
I agree.
Yeah. I'll second that. I'll second that for sure. I feel, to overuse a buzzword, I feel seen. I feel like my concerns are legitimate. And you guys are like, yeah, dude, we feel the same way. And we can see how you feel that way. And it makes you feel less crazy. A thing that you're obsessing about, your friends are like, totally, totally get where you're coming from. Even just that, just being heard and recognized, not necessarily seeking a solution from either one of you, but like just kind of sharing and you guys reciprocating it back made me feel great. And I think that's great for the world. And I do think, you know, you don't want to be the friend that overburdens your friends. I mean, like, I need a 10-minute pep talk again. But occasionally, like, it really is no sweat to any good friend to be like, yeah, buddy, let me, what's going on? And they'll just hear you and maybe offer some advice. But more than anything, just hear you. That means a lot.
Yeah, I feel better. I'm laughing. I kind of came in a little bummer town just because my stomach wasn't feeling 100%. But I feel much better now. And the joking and the riffing and the goofins and whatnot. But also the pep talk. I think that this is something totally I'll continue to do. And I think people should do. Say, hey, give me 2 minutes, like an abridged, what's going on with you? and then I'm going to pump you up. Like even telling somebody that, I'm going to give you a 2 minute pep talk, and just even doing it like that, calculated.
Yeah.
I think would make people feel really great. So
totally. If you got a friend who's going through some shit right now and you sense that, just reach out and be like, I don't have a lot of time cause everyone's busy. I would love to hear what's going on. I got 20 minutes. You tell me what's going on. I would love to pump you up because I think you're fucking great. Like that would be, I bet a lot of people could use that.
If somebody did that to me every couple weeks, I think like I'd be great with that.
Don't you pay that woman to do it to you every couple weeks?
Well, that's not only what she does. But yes, that's a portion of it.
Yeah. Someone who's great at this, and I had hoped to have as a guest on this episode, but it didn't work out schedule wise, is comedian Josh Gondelman, world class pep talker. If you follow him on social media, you'll see he'll put out a call for pep talks. Anyone who wants a pep talk,
he'll tweet pep talks to people.
He'll just hit you with some pep talks, and it's inspiring. And that kind of inspired this challenge for sure.
This is a good challenge, Andrew. Thank you for bringing it. And if you'll go down to your little boiler room right now, I think you'll find your water heater is fixed.
It is, because my dad paid to get a new one. So thank you, Dad.
And that's what I'm saying. Through the magic of podcasting, it has been done. And that is what we bring every episode.
Two friends did not help you do that.
Nor did they even offer to come over and help with the flooded room. But I appreciate the pep talk.
No, but what we did do was announced to our listeners.
We announced it.
That it's done.
No longer Bummer Town.
So I think a thank you is in order.
Thank you.
I think two thank yous
thank
are
you
in order.
Both. Wow. Thank you both. I really appreciate it.
No, seriously, Andrew, this was a fucking great challenge. Super, super fun and uplifting. And you rule, Andrew. That's another thing to add to your pep talk, is you came with a great challenge today, and it is greatly appreciated. So,
in a season of great challenges, Andrew's kind of running away.
Considering
with this
that
season,
the last
really
season
wild.
He was
thanks
full
for
of
taking
shit.
It seriously, and I think it was. I think it really helped me out today.
Well, I it sounds like when you came to this, your emotional water heater had flooded and broken.
I was taking a couple of emotional cold showers.
Came over and got you a new one.
Thank
so now you can.
You could thank your actual father, but your two podcast daddies.
Yeah, we fixed your emotional water heater, and now you can let some of that hot water drip over that.
Okay,
bubble
all right.
Bottom.
Let's fade
that.
Out on
you
that.
You can take a long, steamy shower. You can get naked and take a steamy.
We have been known to do a live comedy show the last Saturday of every month. We've been known to do one, and this month is no different.
No different.
And as always, the tickets never go off sale. They're always on sale until they run out.
Ben, where
there's a link
right
below in the show notes. That's where they can do it. It's crazy.
That's so.
But you can get your tickets now. Let's listen to some live stand-up comedy.
Ben, nope.
Yes,
I'm introducing the comics this episode. Because
oh my god,
we cannot keep getting the amount of complaint letters about your introductions. They're just. The fans have spoken and they're not into him, and most of them are from producer Ron, but I feel like a lot of fans are kind of in his camp as well. This next comedian, so funny, huge fan of the Denver Nuggets, and that goes a big, big way in my book. You're going to enjoy him. Enjoy these jokes from Jacob Rupp, everybody, and when we come back, we will watch Andrew shower on Patreon at the Ben.
Yes, and giving him
I can't believe
talk.
Ben's horniness has polluted this episode as thoroughly as it has, but it did.
When it's as strong as it is, it permeates
it's like a musk. It's like we got sprayed by something.
It's like the Exxon Valdez of sex ran the ground, and it's soaking all the animals,
all these ducklings.
And Andrew and I are just scrubbing dirt off of them.
Dirty birdies. Stay tuned. The next, the best third act in the biz. We got all kinds of crap, and we're gonna tease the next episode's challenge. So stay tuned. Scrub those.
What a salesman! Yeah. What a salesman.
I don't know if you guys can tell, my comedy confidence is an all-time high. Because the other day after a show, an audience member came up to me, and he was like, hey man, in about 15 years, you could be the next Rob Schneider. So this is my last show. That's my favorite part about doing comedy, though. Like people come up to, coming up to you after a set, especially when you have like a bad set. Not like now, I'm kind of teaching a class. But when you have a bad set, people come up to you and try to compliment you, but they don't know how to do it, so it just comes off really weird and backhanded. Like this all the time, people come up, be like, "Jacob, Jacob, I thought that was funny." It's like, what? That's not how you compliment a comedian, Mom. Get out of here. It's my mom in that joke.
A big hearty welcome to our third actors. We have reached the conclusion of the podcast, which is a lot of people's favorite part. So welcome. Thanks for tuning in. We had a great episode before this, but you care not about that. We're just happy to have you here.
When one thing ends, another begins. And that's how this is. Where it ends for some people, this is your start. And we appreciate you tuning in. Welcome to the show.
welcome to the show. We talked about pep talks. We got Andrew pepped up. And Andrew, are you feeling better?
I'm feeling better. And in this thank you,
that's all I need to hear.
In this thank you section.
Thanks so much. We have a lot of thanks. We have to get to this episode. I want to thank Andrew for bringing the challenge. Couldn't have done it had you not been so despondent. So thank
Anytime.
You for that.
You know what? Anytime. Anywhere. And I want to thank YouTube for buoying my spirits.
We love to buoy.
Yeah, like a clanging buoy in the sea. I was able to clamber aboard. Cheered me right up.
You really
worked.
Got the B on the clamber, and I like
clamber
it.
Clamber aboard.
We did have a bit of an ulterior motive with trying to pep you up a little bit, which is that we really wanted you to hit the plug song. Mm, with your
you didn't want me to be sad
because
about it?
Because when you're sad, it just, you don't
you can
have
tell.
It.
Yeah. Okay, all right. Well,
you
it
can
worked.
Tell them it doesn't help us sell our shows. So when you sell the plug
right.
song, it helps us sell our personal shows.
I get it. All right, here we go. Plugs. Yeah.
Oh, God, he's got to say
that.
Arm
that was fucking fun.
I had an arm pump.
Why don't you just really take a look it. Right in the plug. Plug mirror and tell us what you have going on, Andrew.
Yeah,
here's what I would like to plug. I can't plug a specific show, but I want to plug a specific show that I have been doing a lot of. Don't Tell Comedy. Check it out. These are secret shows that you only find out if you're on their mailing list. I can't hype the specific shows I'm doing, but I can hype Don't Tell Comedy. They're in fun venues all across the country, and they're secret shows, and you don't know who you're seeing until you get there, which is the new theme of my stand-up comedy career. So much of what I do is now a clandestine affair. They're like, we're sneaking you in the back door. You'll never know who this headliner is. They don't even say my name when they bring me on stage. I perform wearing a black Guantanamo Bay bag over my head. This is the new theme of stand-up comedy.
They rip it off, you're on stage. Tell a joke.
Yeah. Secret shows. But Don't Tell Comedy shows are a ton of fun, and I've been doing a lot of them. So get on that list, y'all. Check it out.
Well, I would love to perform at Black Ops sites like Andrew Orbital does. I will just be at Looney's in Colorado Springs, June 2nd and 3rd.
Performing for the soldiers who run those Black Ops sites.
Wow. Yes, exactly.
Nice work, yeah.
June 2nd and 3rd. So please come on down and see me. Let's try to dilute the Christian waters down there a little bit.
Diluting water is hard.
Yes, it
too,
is.
Because what do you add to
Christian
it?
Christian waters are thicker. Adam?
I've been plugging this show hard, and it's because I'm excited about it. I'll be in Brooklyn at Union Hall on June 8th. So please come out. Grolic Saves the Worlders. It's always cool to see you guys on the road. And we got to plug our live show. As always, it's the last Saturday of the month. The next one's coming up on June 24th. Aaron Rose will be on the show, and our buddy Derek Sheen, who is such a force of nature, will be on the show. So get tickets. Links to all of our shows are right there in the show notes.
Yeah, also, if you can, remember, review, subscribe, follow us. We love all of this. If you don't already, you can follow us on on the Facebook, the Twitters, the Instagrams, the TikToks, the Discords. We're everywhere at Grolic Comedy. And please, we love reviews. Please leave us a review. Adam, a little birdie told me that you have a review right there. And is that true? Is this true?
It is true. I set an alert on my phone. It's a piercing alarm noise, and it goes off whenever we get a new review. Sometimes in the dead of night.
night. Katie's like, you have to change that noise on the phone. I say, no, 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 no. Reviews are this important. So I woke up at 3 a.m. to this new 5-star review. It's a bit wordy, but I love the turn, and I think you guys are going to like it as well. 5-star review.
Okay.
Tired of terrible, quote, comedy. Here we go. When did words delivered like a joke come to replace actually funny content? I get sick of these podcasts where it's a few people who are cracking each other up but not saying anything funny. It's like they're fooling each other into thinking they are saying humorous things because the delivery of lines have the cadence of a joke, but yet nothing they say is funny. Apple Podcasts, I don't think, know how to categorize podcasts as comedy. Or maybe these people don't know that they aren't funny. Just because you have some comedians talking on a podcast doesn't make it comedy. I keep waiting for myself to laugh, and all I hear are these idiots laughing at each other's non-jokes. Anyways, the Grolix is nothing like that.
Wow.
Wow.
I was hanging on. Boy, I was like, ready. Adam.
I was braced. I was braced to be struck.
Quite possibly the only true funny podcast in the comedy genre on Apple Podcasts. Can't get enough. Love these guys. And I love this review because they had a fucking vendetta against most podcasts, but not ours.
We
and that's
escaped.
How I feel, too, all the time.
Yeah. Yeah, once again, thank you so much for that review. The only funny podcast on the internet. You
heard
it there.
Spread the word. Spread the word.
Once again, follow us everywhere. Facebook, TikTok, all of that stuff at Grolix Comedy. And also, you can support us by visiting our Patreon, patreon.com/Grolix Saves. If you don't know, we've been doing an Act 4 for only $4 a month. That's a steal. You get the ad-free Act 4 for $4. Four for $4. Nothing this big since the 6 for $6.
Four for $4, like an Arby's beef and cheddar deal.
Yeah, the 6 for 6 inches for $6 at Subway. That was
no,
a big
I just
one.
Think I think it's very exciting because most people do not respect structure as much as we do as a podcast. And we have this classic 3-act structure. But we decided what could be better than that? Well, a 4th act.
Yeah.
And we've
it's
added
a fourth
that
act.
4th act.
It's
in
an OT.
Patreon.
Yeah.
Four
and
for
if
you, four. It's it, OT.
Sudden death OT.
Yeah, it's a sudden death chat. if you bump up to the Ben or the Andrew level, you're going to get a welcome video from me that may or may not be safe for work.
It's not.
You're going to get exclusive merch. Of course, episodes of our other pod within a pod. Boy, crazy, which is a big one. Stickers. I mean, you got to check it out. So patreon.com/Grolix Saves. And if you can't join Patreon right now, you can just tell a friend about the podcast. That's the easiest way to support us. But one of the things that you get at the Ben level, we do birthday shout outs. We've got an extra May birthday.
Coming in at the whistle. Coming in.
Yeah.
A half court shot from the whistle.
But I think we should scold these people.
Yeah, well,
this is out of control.
Right, because we like to do these once a month. Producer Ron told me this birthday shout out came in an hour after we recorded. So it's like, what are you doing in that hour?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You
could have gotten there right on time or while we were recording, we would have inserted, but an hour after, we're going about our day.
Apparently,
we're
not it's just your fucking
birthdays.
World and we're fucking living in it, apparently.
Exactly.
But, we'll give it up. We'll give a big B-Day shout-out.
Well, no, Ben, it gets even worse. It gets even worse because Kelly Schultz, happy birthday, who came in late and asked for her birthday, then had the gall.
The audacity.
Yeah, to say, also, my kid Gemma is turning 1. And they said, Kelly said, you know, you could give Gemma a happy birthday instead of me in lieu of my Patreon shout out. But I really think what you're doing is painting us into a corner and saying, but it would be cool if you gave me one and my 1-year-old one. And now we're on the spot. And now
well,
we're
this is
this,
if
we don't
and
do
this
that.
Is it, Adam. I see Kelly's name on the Patreon roster. I don't see this Gemma. Person.
But
and so what are we
Gemma
supposed to do?
Gemma is a huge fan of the pod, though. One of our biggest fans
okay,
and supporters.
Fine.
I don't
okay,
give a
fine.
Fuck. Pony
Does
up.
Gemma not have
$4 for this new Act 4 deal we're offering? I bet Jemma does in coins and various figurines and stuff
I'm sure they probably keep coins away from Jemma. Serious choking hazard.
Get out of my fucking face.
Even when you're always going to swallow those like a seal at the zoo. You can't
out of Jemma's mouth. Get them in our pockets.
There's not a family member who's bequeathed a U.S. Treasury bond. You could scrape $4 off the top of that bad boy. You know, or maybe a college savings. I don't know, but I'm not here to give free rides.
Anyway, the point of it is just such a happy belated birthday to Kelly Schultz and to Jemma, who's not even on Patreon.
Yeah. Because we're giving away freebies.
Just a free shout out to a baby. Messed up.
Any
it's
other
messed
birthday,
up.
May birthdays want to come in at the last minute? Maybe you could call us in June for your fucking birthday. But anyway.
And if your birthday's in May, do not be afraid to hit us up all summer long. It's good through August. Until school starts, really, we will be saying thank you to May people.
For real, happy birthday, Kelly. This is what you get. And happy birthday to the kiddo, 1 year
old. 1 year old baby roast.
And to all the fans that just left
after
that.
We're so brave.
Yeah, all the fans that left, all the Patreon subscribers that just unsubscribed, thanks for supporting us. But if you have a baby that you want us to wish your birthday, a birthday shout out to,
we have to make a new Patreon.
If you have a baby, you'd like to sneak in under the auspices of your Patreon patronage, let us know.
This is an airliner. Your baby sits on your lap, okay? But there is a cutoff.
Babies get free birthdays until they're two, at which point they need to join Patreon.
They need to be on the Patreon.
Patreon.com/GrolicSaves if you want a shout out for yourself. Go over there and check it out. Check what we got going on.
Huge thanks to our producer, personal hang in there, kitty, Ron Doyle. So inspirational. And thanks to Mike Henderson for all of his help recording our live show. Our theme music, as always, is by the inspirational Charlie Continental.
Like,
and I don't know if we've used that one
sunset
before, but I don't care. He fills me up.
He's a walking sunset.
He fills me up with light to the brim.
Yeah, it's great. Now, next episode's challenge, this is where we tease it. We don't know because this year has been all about kind of surprising each other with challenges. We've been trying to sneak up on each other with challenges. That was something we wanted because that's fun to do, like Andrew
did. Let's break into each other's house at night and test our kind of like alertness level.
Cool.
I mean, I'm throwing it out
there.
Let's see what we do.
Yeah.
Okay. We'll surprise each other with challenges.
A little soon after that whole sitch in Idaho, we probably should hold off a little bit after all of that. But yes, this one is going to be another surprise. And it's also a surprise who's bringing it up, who's bringing this challenge. This is going to be a good one. So you don't want to miss out. But in the meantime, play us out, Charlie!
I'm just still worked up about this baby Patreon situation.
I can't let go of it.
It's just, where does it end? Because these babies are out there having babies,
this
too.
This Jemma,
you know?
Come lately, you mean?
I mean, Jemma's going to be so entitled.
There's no stopping the birthdays.